A scientific research vessel is about to set sail on the Atlantic Ocean. It's an autonomous robot designed to gather climate and other data. Artificial intelligence experts say it's a boon for science, but some people are questioning the name of the ship. From IEEE Spectrum, Ari Daniel has our story.
Last fall, on September 16th, 400 years to the day that the original Mayflower set off, a new kind of ship was launched in Plymouth, England.
And if any of you are in doubt, she was christened with Plymouth gin.
The ship is also called the Mayflower, says Brett Faniff, but that's where the similarities stop.
It looks like sort of an Imperial cruiser shuttlecraft, spaceship-looking thing.
It's a 50-foot trimaran, so three hulls.
So it's very long and slender, and it moves through the water very efficiently.
But there are no people aboard, and no doors and no windows. That's because this new Mayflower is autonomous, meaning it pilots and plots itself, using artificial intelligence, or AI. Faniff directs the Mayflower Autonomous Ship Project, which is led by a nonprofit called Promare. IBM is the lead tech and science partner.
When it's sailing across the ocean, it'll look at the weather. It looks at, is there land? Is it too shallow? Is there a tanker crossing my path? It has to fuse all that into a common understanding of the scene and then decide how to maneuver.
The vessel will also collect climate and weather data from the sea and sky. Faniff envisions an eventual network of autonomous systems, vessels like this one, but also satellites in orbit and smaller underwater robotic gliders that coordinate, filter, and process their data about ocean health using AI before handing it off to scientists. The Mayflower is powered by a combination of solar, lithium batteries, and a little diesel. It's even got a sail for when there's good wind. Later this month, the vessel will travel from Plymouth, England to Plymouth, Massachusetts, a three-week voyage with the aim of zero human involvement.
The goal is not to replace people at sea. The goal is to drive the cost down to collect massive amounts of data that then helps us better target where we send people to go and do the most meaningful research.
I think it's extremely ambitious.
Mitali Nkonde is executive director of AI for the People and a fellow at the Stanford Center on Philanthropy and Civil Society.
When you have human beings on these ships, you also have discernment and judgment. Whereas AI systems are going to have to be way more sophisticated in terms of how they learn and the types of decisions and judgments that they can make.
And Nkonde sees applications to the autonomous vehicle space as well, but she worries about the ship's name.
The Mayflower is going to invoke all of these feelings of like patriotism and optimism and hope, but only if you're white. Everything that we develop sits in the context of a racialized past.
For the Wampanoag, there is a whole other meaning to Mayflower, something that is symbolic of colonization.
Sonk Wabin, or Paula Peters, is a member of the Wampanoag tribe, the indigenous community whose ancestors lived in Patuxet, now known as Plymouth, before the Pilgrims arrived. She's a writer and historian, and she gets the thinking behind the name Mayflower.
They're trying to make that same voyage, only this time without the passengers, really with technology.
But she says it's important to reckon with the baggage that comes with that name, the loss of life and liberty for indigenous peoples.
That backstory is so critical. So, no, it doesn't offend me. Essentially, party on with your Mayflower. But I'm going to speak out. Here's the impact that it had on my ancestors.
Brett Faniff welcomes this conversation.
I think it's a good opportunity to talk about it in a different context. Maybe it's a time we had a Mayflower that we could universally accept as something good that didn't invoke colonialism, but invoked our common future.
When the new Mayflower finally does come ashore in the U.S. in June, it'll have navigated the open ocean by itself, a somewhat easier task, perhaps, than navigating the complexities of the humans waiting to receive it. For Here and Now, I'm Ari Daniel.